Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kathy Perry's here. Kathy's a good friend of ours, a longtime Brain Trust member, social media expert, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and she's here to talk to us about how you and I can be more successful using social media. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. Kathy, one of the things that I've said for a long time, as I continue to assume the title, the mantle of social media heretic, is that the biggest problem is it's actually kind of I'm kind of proud of that too. By the way, you know how much I like being sarcastic and about things, Kathy. The thing that about social media for a lot of small businesses, and not just small businesses, but especially small ones, is trying to find the ROI in social media. That's the reason why I don't like the term social media, because it doesn't sound like ROI. It sounds like visiting your grandmother. It isn't even a good term for what you actually do with these platforms and with this behavior online. But you've come up with what you call a top 10 list of business uses for social media. So maybe you can help us out with this.
Yes. Well, the first one to me is brand visibility. So we have to get our brand out there, and it is a great way to have brand visibility.
I like that. I like the brand visibility because you're right. Because one thing that I underestimated, Kathy, and I've had to admit this, I underestimated that there would be, or I just didn't imagine 2-3 years ago, I didn't see that there was a whole universe of people out there who get between the originator of the content and the consumer of the content and keep churning your brand. They will tell people about you, even though they don't even know you. There's a whole redistribution. If you write something, if you post a blog post and people find this, they'll tell other people about that. And that's distributing your brand in a way that you could never have imagined.
Yes, it's totally an important part of brand visibility. And that's why we always want to make sure that they use a brand pre-post filter and make sure that what they are posting and putting out there represents their brand appropriately.
Imagine that you walked into McDonald's early in the morning when all the people who gather at all the McDonald's or Hardee's or whatever in the morning and have breakfast. They meet there almost every morning. They're all reading the paper. Imagine somebody getting up and walking around to everybody in the room and pointing to your ad in the paper. Imagine them doing look at this. Can you believe what these people... This is great. Imagine the people doing that in McDonald's or a restaurant or something like that. Well, this is what they're doing in social media, isn't it?
It is. Well, another very important social media business use is to generate leads. And certainly we want to have it generate new business leads, drive traffic to the business, and there's many ways to use it to do that.
Well, and when you say leads, you know, I know people. I want to make sure people don't think that you get a Twitter account and the next day the leads come rolling in. What I think people do that create the leads, Kathy, is they find out about you. They think you're a little bit interesting. They come and they check you out, and after that process is done, then they start saying, okay, I'll consider these people because I now kind of know a little bit about them and I think I can connect with them and they can be relevant to me. What do you think?
Yeah, well, certainly it's the building that know, like, and trust factor, you know, that we have to have, and conversations do that online. So there's and positioning ourselves as experts definitely make it a big part mm-hmm. of generating the leads.
Right, exactly.
And,
all right.
You know,
what's
it's next? A great way to gain competitive advantage. Many small businesses haven't adopted some of these new technologies, so you want to be in there. You want to be doing this because then you're going to have that little bit of a competitive edge often.
And see, think about this, Kathy. Before social media, for you to have a competitive advantage, you had to have a better product, a lower price, some kind of a slick way of delivering it, something nobody else had. And that got to be harder and harder to do as time went on, and especially with all the competitors online and on Main Street. But now with customers demanding more information about you, wanting to get you to know you better, this is another way for you to get that competitive advantage without lowering your price.
Yes, it absolutely is, and it's a very simple process when you consider the bigger scope of how tough it is sometimes to gain competitive advantage.
Well, and the thing
another thing is,
I was just going to say, Kathy, that part of the success story for small business is realizing that you don't have to conquer the world. All you have to do is find those people who really like what you do. And so what social media does is it helps those people find you. It also helps those people who are not going to be your prospects find you, decide that they're not so excited about you, and they don't bother you. They go away.
Right. And you want to use social media to build quality relationships. And again, we go back to that know, like, and trust factor. That's when you have so many choices to purchase today, you want to go to people that you enjoy working with and you enjoy purchasing from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so what you're saying is that you do business with people you want to do business with, even though their products and their pricing may be no better than somebody else. These are people that you've decided that you like better than the other people.
Absolutely.
And that's what the age of the customer is delivering, isn't it? It's not enough just to have the value proposition. People have to connect with you, don't they?
They do. And people refer people they like. A big opportunity.
And referrals are golden. Referrals are going. We're going to talk some more about this after these messages. Kathy Perry is our guest. Her book that she co-authored is Stepping Stones to Success. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.